This is Dakota Datebook for October 24th. At 1,875 miles, U.S. Route 281 is the longest continuous north-south U.S. highway running from the Canadian border in the north to the Mexican border in the south. The northern terminus is at Dunseith, North Dakota, near the International Peace Garden. The highway serves as a vital north-south corridor for both business and leisure travel. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was U.S. 281. The idea for a highway stretching from the northern to southern border began in the 1930s. The history of the highway is complicated. It wasn't planned or built as a single road. Instead, planners identified existing north-south highways in each state and laid out a plan to connect them into one continuous route. U.S. Highway 281 was completed in segments over several decades. Initial construction began in the 1930s, with sections developed and improved over time. The final segment wasn't completed until the late 1990s, marking the highway's full establishment from the Mexican border in Texas to the Canadian border in North Dakota. In total, the process took 6 decades. North Dakota Highway 4 was once known locally as the Sunshine Highway. On this date in 1935, it was rededicated as the Peace Garden Highway when it became the northernmost section of U.S. 281. Tourists traveling the route through North Dakota have the chance to visit some notable landmarks. Starting at the Canadian border, travelers can see the International Peace Garden, visit the Skydancer Casino, and enjoy Lake Alice Wildlife Refuge. The highway winds south past Devil's Lake and the Fort Totten Historic Site. The Carrington Park District offers camping and recreational opportunities. Continuing south, travelers can stop at the Arrowwood National Wildlife Refuge, see the world's largest buffalo, and visit the North American Bison Center before pausing to reflect on the historic events that occurred at Whitestone Hill. U.S. 281 has fulfilled the vision of planners who imagined an efficient route for both business and recreational travel. It provides access to markets, and improvements over the years have enhanced safety. Unlike many interstate highways, U.S. 281 is not 4 lanes for its entire length. It remains a scenic route, ideal for travelers who want to see the sights. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.